There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Another hour of live local talk. Remember, check us out, FMTalk1065.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Lots to do out there. And this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. Been doing this 13 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. It works this way. You're walking around the house, the office. You got a storage unit. You got junk you want gone. You need it gone. I got the guy that can do it. And it's great, too, because the way they make their appointments. Okay, you deal with a lot of other people. They'll say, we'll be there sometime between Monday morning at 7 a.m. and Friday night at 9 p.m. You know, one of those things where, like, you have a job and you have things to do. Well, 1-800-GOT-JUNK gets that. When you call or go online, they'll find a day that works for you and a window of time that works for you. And they set an appointment the old-fashioned way. They show up then, and then you show them, okay, I need this gone, this gone, this gone. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done while they're there, it's done. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It can be big stuff, like you're like, I physically can't move that, or stuff like there's so many of whatever it is. Maybe you have a, used to be a guest room, now it's piled high with boxes. It could be a storage unit you pay on every month and you have no idea what's in there. It could be your office, you got to get cleaned out, a house getting ready to get sold. You want the junk gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So go pick up the phone, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and make that appointment for next week. I know it's Friday. You don't want to do it today, but make the appointment and get them out there next week. All right, and a lot of fun here, and it was a conversation we had 2 years ago, and then stupid COVID got in the way of it last year, but we're back, and we're talking about part of our area history and a great event that's happening right now as well. It is the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest. Let me see if I'm close, because the Weisses are in here. Am I close on my name there?
That's it.
Championship Turkey Calling Contest.
Yeah, the 2021 World Championship Turkey Calling Contest.
Well, and introduce yourselves. You've been here before, but let's talk about what gets y'all as a father-son combo into this and bringing this back to Mobile.
Well, my name's Kenny Weiss Sr., and got Kenneth Weiss Jr. right here beside me. And, you know, we're proud to be keeping it here in Mobile. This is where Turkey Calling Contest started, right here.
And we're not just saying, oh, yeah, we like it a lot. It started here. It really started. I mean, this thing that's all over the country and all this stuff, it started right here.
Right here. It was held January the 4th of 1940 in the Battle House Motel.
Wow.
Fella who won it is our mayor's grandson, Sandy Stimson's grandfather, I mean,
right.
Not grandson, but grandfather, and Fred Stimson. And he was a very accomplished turkey hunter.
But that was something in 1940. There weren't turkeys, and we have our issues now, and we talk about those on our outdoor show, but there weren't turkeys everywhere in 1940.
You had to have a lot of property, which the Stimpsons did,
mm-hmm.
and they had turkeys. They had a lot of property up in Clark County, and off of this contest, it was kind of a little interesting story. You know, they had it down here, and then some senator or congressman or whatever up in from Butler, Alabama, I believe, he sent a message down to Fred saying, you didn't invite me, I could kick your tail. and that's why you didn't invite me. And so Fred got there and said, Well, I'll put up $100, and you're going to put up
$100. 1940, $100.
It was a lot of money. He said, you come down here, and you can challenge me. So they did, and Fred won it again. And he said, I'm not going to pocket this money. I'm going to take the $200. I'm going to go up here and buy some property that adjoins us in Clark County. And they have the Stimson Refuge up there.
Absolutely.
And they actually, that's where turkey restoration started, because they would let the turkeys hatch out in the spring. They would trap them and transplant them. And from this contest, we have, there's blood from, or genes from in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, South Carolina, and who knows where else. But I know those states.
That's where they transferred.
They transferred birds from Clark County, Alabama.
Yeah, it's and that refuge still going today,
right.
And it really is a cool story, the history of that. And so you can picture that back then. Nobody was showing up with some pre-made calls. Nobody was showing up with, you know, as a pro staff member or anything. These were just right. These were just guys that liked to call turkeys.
Yeah, and just imagine trying. And back then, you know, this was a first. So they actually they had judges.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. Like, who's going to judge them?
But, right. Well, you know, so they had these judges. They picked out, you know, I think it was Ernest Ladd was one of them, and I can't remember all those names, but they actually brought in a caged gobbler into the Battle House Motel. Now, just think about doing that right now. they'd probably, you know, send us up the road if we did that.
I'm just picturing this right now. It's a beautiful sight. So here they come with the gobbler in the cage,
and
the ultimate judge.
And what they did, you know, Fred got there, he did his calls, you know, and they actually had to get some of the judges, you know, that was good turkey hunters,
mm-hmm.
and they called. Well, they said, the way the newspaper article read, that Fred just overwhelmed them with 10 or more different turkey calls and just blew the competition out the water. And so he won it. And then what I just said about the senator coming down,
he's,
you know,
gonna put some money
on
it.
The story.
So, I mean, it starts in 1940. You know, you and I talked about this last time. I remember I started going to him in the 1980s. It was, yeah, I forget where in the 80s, but I was a boy going to him, and it was at the Civic Center in the Expo Hall. I think then, when I go listen to him. And then that went on a while, and then something changed.
Right. you know, one thing, you know, the calling really evolved from 1940, and really has evolved.
Nationwide thing, right. This
right.
is big time.
And so what they, you know, now we have the Polk Division that's 10 and under, 11 to 15 is the juniors, 16 to 20 is the intermediate. We got amateur division. We got two-man team calling. That's a real fun one there. We got the Island Division, which we happen to have the 2019 and current World Owl Hooting Champion right here.
And for people to know, so Owl Hooting, we're talking about natural voice, Owl Hooting.
Well,
and you have natural voice, and you have
hand call.
Yeah, and hooters. So.
Right.
What about, so if people haven't paid attention, we'll give them like this simple version. When we talk about turkey calling, there's a lot of ways to make a turkey call.
Correct.
There's natural voice, but I mean, we're talking about slate calls, you know, we're talking about box calls,
friction,
diaphragms.
You know, all those come in under what we call friction calls. You know, you got to rub a couple things together to produce the sound. And then you have the mouth calls or air calls. And I mean, they can do so much where a friction call is unforgiving.
Right.
You know, these mouth calls, they can do the minute sounds that a turkey makes.
Yeah, not just yelping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not just but stuff.
They can put feathers on it.
You can have a little bit more control over what you reproduce with a mouth call than what you can with a slate call or a box call.
I've always thought about it this way. You got a bigger vocabulary with a mouth call than you do with a friction call.
And it's all in your mouth right there. And you know, now on the stage when they're up there, they don't just use one call to produce all the sounds, but, you know, they'll have a multitude of mouth calls and, you know, to do what specific calls ask for. But
hey, is it like, I got to ask this, because never done the, watched the competitions over the years, but is it like NASCAR? I mean, is it like where you got to run this kind of call, like, is there anything that DQs anybody or anything? Is it just whatever you want to bring to the game?
It cannot be electronically enhanced.
Okay.
You know,
Human-powered.
If you're human-powered, and when we have the friction division, which we also, not just having the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest, but later on in years, a fellow named Dick Kirby, he's from up north.
Well, he's Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, New York.
But I think he's like an honorary Southerner.
Well, we classified him.
We accepted him.
But, he came up and said, well, we need to have something for friction, mm-hmm. because these mouth calls, the friction caller wasn't winning.
Right. So we have another division.
So then this was a spinoff. Well, he actually trademarked the name World Friction Turkey Calling Contest.
Okay.
But no one had been picking that up. I talked to his son back in 2019, and he granted me permission to host that. So we're not only having the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest, we have in the World Friction Contest also.
People who don't follow this, give an idea. People are going to come from, they may be thinking, oh, people are going to come from Mobile, Baldwin County, and Washington County to compete in this. Tell them, give them an idea how far away people come for this.
18 different states that's represented, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama.
That's what I'm trying to express to people. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's all over. You know, it's a Super Bowl. It's a national championship for this in a given year.
And we still under the COVID, you know, these COVID scares and restrictions. And so we have more callers than we had in 2019.
Okay.
If we would have been able to have it last year, mm-hmm. that people that committed verbally to me, you know, at the national convention in 2020 up in Nashville, that I knew that was coming. There was going to be 42 in the, in the World Championship, 35 in the Friction Championship. I mean, that would have put us the largest contest there is.
And it's
and COVID hit, and so hopefully next year we get all this stuff behind us and, you know, blow it out the water.
Bounce back stronger.
That's right. Well, before we go to the news break, and we'll come back lots more after this, but let's remind, well, I hadn't told folks either. We're talking about it's coming up. It's coming up when?
It's going to be the 11th and 12th of June.
So next
Thursday we'll be setting up, but Friday we'll start with the Friction prelims Friday morning about 9:30, and then after lunch about 1:30 we'll have the World Championship prelims. We'll take the top 12 from that, and they'll be in the finals on Saturday afternoon. But then Saturday morning we'll start with the little fellas, the Polts, and then juniors, intermediate, amateurs. And we have time before lunch. We'll go Owling and Goblin.
All right, we'll come back and talk more about the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest back where it's supposed to be, right here in Mobile, and your chance to come out and check it out this next weekend or later next week and the weekend. Coming right back right here on Midday Mobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. and the Weiss boys in studio talking about the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest. Coming right back home where it belongs. Did that 2 years ago. COVID messed it up last year, but we're back this year. People want to get tickets, want to come out, walk them through, like go online, show up at the venue, and tell us where and all that kind of good stuff.
You can come down there. The calling contest is open to the public.
Okay.
I mean, you just...
And it's going to be where?
At the convention center.
Okay.
Up on the second floor of the convention center in the south ballroom.
Okay.
And, all we ask is people when they come in, silence your phones.
Yep.
And you'll be reminded about that. But they got a setup, I heard this morning, for, you know, around 500 people. Now, I hope they'll... Chairs are all filled up, but we're gonna have some of the hunting legends that's gonna be there. You know, that's gonna be judging, and you know, and these callers, most of them are very approachable. You know, you don't. It's kind of like, you know, a pitcher warming up, or you know, in during the game, or a quarterback. You don't mess with them when they're getting in their
right.
game plan on, but. You know, they...
But after the game.
After the game, they are... You ask some questions, they'll give you pointers. And, I mean, Eddie Salter's going to be the MC at the large contest.
And he ain't right, by the way.
And oh, yeah. And then
we got
Terry Phillips. He's a multiple national champion and bunch of state champion. We have Don Shipp. We've hunted with Don Shipp on two years straight, and unbelievable what comes out of his mouth. The callers nowadays better be glad that he's not calling. I mean, he is tough.
This is great. So, I mean, for somebody, obviously, if they're turkey hunting fanatic like all of us in this room, that's one thing. But somebody just thinking about might be new to it, this is a great place to go.
This would be a great opportunity for some to come out and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, you don't, you know, there'll be some breaks, you know, in between the calling events that, you know, when the scores are being tallied up, and there's Eddie Salter be on stage, the MC, and, you know, we'll have some time there. You know, of course, the contest is, we got to keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But, and they also are setting up a mic and a stage downstairs for Eddie to do some talks during the day.
Good deal. Yeah. All right. And if Facebook, or where's the best place if people want to get more information? Is there a Facebook page or a website?
Well, call me.
Okay.
Call me. I've heard that, you know, Call News has got my number and
okay.
email.
Well, I've got it there. Here, too, so somebody can send
and,
us a text.
They,
and,
you know, get in touch with Sean or, you know, Alan White.
Right.
He and Doug
and Mack. And I'll have the info here, yeah. So if y'all are interested in going next week, we'll talk about it, and I'll get you the contact info. We got about a minute before the break here. So we also talked about Alan and having Kenneth in here. Let's got about a minute here to do a few. So these are, if people hadn't followed this, they're thinking turkey calling contest. Why are we owling?
Well, what we do in the morning time, and you know this, but to our listeners that don't, sometimes we have to persuade them to gobble in the morning. So we'll do an owl call to hopefully get him fired up. And they incorporated that into the turkey calling contest because it was something else that would give somebody to come out and try.
All right. So let's give us a taste. Of, this is championship level here. Owl for us as we head to the news. Doesn't that sound like what goes on outside your window sometimes, y'all? Sounds even better than the real thing. So we'll do this. Run the break and come right back. More about the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest right here in Mobile. We do that next. Then I'll go,
oh. This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. And it is Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad to have you here. Check in with my buddy Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, where it's gold, gold, gold fever, something like that, right?
Yeah, man, it's been busy this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
So let's talk about this. We've mentioned in the past, I was that first-time buyer for silver a long time ago. A lot of people are looking at what's going on right now, getting very interested in precious metals. Talk about the process. I mean, we open your door, we come in.
You come in, you walk in the door, you sort of stand there, you know, and say, okay, which way do I go? It's like, well, you can walk to either side, walk to your left, and you're going to meet up with me. Walk to the right, you're probably going to meet up with Stephanie. We have gold and silver bullion on both sides of the shop as well. My side is more collectible coins and bullion. Stephanie's side is jewelry and bullion. But you get down to that bullion, you start looking around. It doesn't matter if you want to buy a 1 ounce silver round today. You know, you can pick that up, pay for it, walk out the door with that. Or if you're ready to put a large investment into gold or silver, we will show you all the different products that we have in stock, talk about the different upsides and downsides to each of those items, and let you decide what it is you want to purchase, how you want to take your paper money, take your cash, and convert that into a precious metal asset.
You know, and you mentioned those coins. That's one of the neat things, too. People get this idea. They picture, like, ingots or whatever of gold or silver. But you could get these coins, and you're getting the precious metal, but you're also getting extra value from collectability.
Well, there's so many things that I just can't explain in a quick commercial on the radio or over the phone. You've got to come by and check things out in person. We had some gold bars that have Una and the Lion, which is the whole British mythology story that I'd never even heard about, but pretty cool little story. The artwork was phenomenal on those bars. It's like a little piece of artwork in and of itself, and it's an ounce of gold. Then you look at things like the $20 gold piece, and you think that, man, 100 and something years ago, that was 20 bucks. Today, that piece of gold is worth over $2,000
wow.
for that same $20 gold piece. Some of that stuff is absolutely amazing and really gives you a real-life hard grasp of economics and why things are going the way they're going.
Get an education and get your precious metals at exactly the same place at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Tell folks how to find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, you can check us out online, mobilebaycoins.com, and you can sort of get a pre-education there if you click on that podcast button and listen to some of the past episodes of Ron and I talking about coins and precious metals. If you want to hear that in the real world, tune in Tuesday night right here on 106.5 from 6 to 7. You'll listen to Two Guys and Some Change.
Thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
There he is. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Continue our conversation here with the wisest, Kenny and Kenneth, and we're talking about the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest. Gentlemen, I want to point out, too, a lot of texts coming in here, and from some people that know their way around competitive calling. That's very cool. I do have the best audience in the world. And this texter, who has now sent the picture to go with it, said, my English bulldog is riding shotgun in the car, and she didn't know what the heck that sound was coming out of the radio, and she went nuts. So for the dogs out there, we're talking about, and if you're just joining us, talking about this coming up multi-day event next week.
Correct. It's a Friday-Saturday event. And we also going to have not only with just the calling, but we also going to have an expo there.
Okay.
So when you come in, you know, the expo is going to be held on the first floor.
Okay.
Down there, and then calling will be up on the second floor. Tickets for the expo will get you into both of them. You don't have to have a ticket to come to the calling event.
Okay.
But to get in the expo, 13 and above is $10 a piece.
Okay.
12 and under is free.
Okay.
And you can buy the tickets right there at the door.
All right. So Friday, first doors open when?
The calling event's going to start around 9:30.
Okay.
The actual calling. And that's on the second floor. The expo, the doors will open at 10.
Okay.
And it'll run till 7 that night. And then on Saturday, the expo will start at 9 and run to 6.
Okay. So if somebody, there's time. I mean, I know you got to move the calling along, but is there time to do the expo and the call kind of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you'll be able to go through the expo. You get a little bit tired and stuff, want a good, cool place to sit down. come on up there and listen to the callers.
I want to buy that owl hooter at the expo.
We'll fight over that. Yeah,
we will as well. This is great. And yes, we add Michigan to the list. But for folks to know, I mean, this is right here where it started. But this is bringing people in. You know, this is, I mean, we often talk about whatever the event is. This is our thing, right?
That right.
But I mean, whether it's a football game or some other event, we're bringing tourists into town.
Correct. And hopefully we're going to have a lot. With the expo, I know I've sold 40 booths to the expo. And and there's about 32, I think they told me this morning, 32 or 33 different vendors.
So you know, buying, like, going to have turkey hunting gear or all kind of gear or what?
They're going to have camo, bad boy buggies, hunting guides, fishing guides will be there, fishing lures, different apparel.
So for outdoors folks, this is
Oh, yeah. This is, and this morning there's a, the track wheelchairs.
Right.
They just called me this morning.
Right.
So I signed them up, you know, and so
get for people a disabled with those handicaps hunter, out in the outdoors.
You know, right. A disabled hunter or elderly person that, you know, can't, and they quiet too, folks. That's what they told me. You know, it's no motor to it. It's electric. So, but it they say, and they won't get stuck.
That's a good deal.
You know.
And we'll, I'm thinking about it, just put a winch on it. But
they'll crawl out there and hook it up.
So we've got just a couple minutes here. What do y'all see from age difference between the two of y'all to recruitment into turkey hunting? Is it going away? Are we having trouble? Are we getting, what's your feelings on that? First of all, from Kenneth, yeah, what do you think?
Well, I believe that there's a lot of interest that's being sparked, I mean, through people hearing through the NWTF and also through these different calling contests. And, of course, it's being seen on TV, and people are getting their interest up about turkey hunting.
Younger people coming in.
Right. There's a lot more younger folks that's getting into turkey hunting.
We would like to see more in the calling in. And, you know, it's not any secret, you know, what's going on up in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our rights are starting to be infringed on and have been being infringed on, and people are getting out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is bad for the woods.
Right.
Bad for the critters.
We need to get more families back into the outdoors. I'm not saying just hunt.
Right.
I mean, but
there's a lot of things to do out there.
Camping, fishing, hunting. I mean,
get away from the electronics.
Yeah, leave your cell phone at home. You know, I mean, you know, and it's hard to do. But what's happening, a lot of kids, I mean, you see it every day. People, you know, texting going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Man, lay it down. You know, get away from electronics, you know, and breathe some air and
get back.
As the old saying says, smell the roses.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And it's, you know, it's great. It was interesting during COVID, the number of people that, while they couldn't go do all these things they normally do, when that was a situation, they did come back to the woods or the water.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope we can hold some of those people
And I really do, you know, and we need to.
Yeah.
We truly need to. And you
could really tell by the shelves at Academy and Bass Pro.
You got that right.
There was a lot more people out on the water in the woods.
They starting to, you know, people.
I just hope they stay and don't, you know, revert back.
Right. That's right. You know, people out and they've been, you know, taking target practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them stockpiling shells. But, you know, there are people learning how to shoot, you know, and look at the guns. You can't only find a gun, but a lot of that's self-protection, but there's a lot of outdoors people doing stuff. You know?
All that excise money, whatever they buy it for, still goes back to wildlife, which
that's
is
it.
A great thing.
That's it.
Best of luck. We'll talk about this next week, getting ready for it. But I appreciate y'all coming in. I appreciate y'all doing what you're doing.
I'm glad to be here with you.
All right. Midday Mobile comes right back. See, the dogs like that, for sure. Dogs barking all over the place now. I love it.